They put a fucking bun on. I asked for no bun. They put a bun on. Oh, Jesus. Hello, everybody. How you doing? It's the morning disaster. I went to get lunch. I ordered a sandwich with no bun, right? Because I can't eat anything, you know.
Well, what are you supposed to grease up with? I know you're just eating the meat part, because I used to do that too. But I was supposed to get the bun to soak up the grease and then take the bun off.
No, I don't like the bun. I don't like the bun.
If you don't even want to look at it.
And if it's there, okay.
You're tempted to eat it?
Then I'm tempted to eat it.
See,
yeah.
I'm not. I'm like, ew, get that bun away
from
me.
So I don't want the bun. Fuckers.
I don't want the bun.
Oh.
I'm in the bunless society of people.
And I'm not drinking soda or anything, but I am having a diet. What is this I'm having? A Pepsi Zero.
Mm-hmm.
You tried a Pepsi Zero?
I have not.
I'm having a Pepsi Zero as my drink of choice today. Aren't I fancy?
You're quite fancy.
I am fancy.
You're a fancy boy, Ray.
Anyway, here we are. It's Ray and Nikki. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, fucking blah.
You're in a mood today.
Oh, my God. Well, what can I say? I'm in a mood every day. Oh, I dropped it. My first bite, I drop it. Oh, shit.
I thought this is what you were doing while I was waiting. I thought you were eating.
No, I was in my car. I was talking to you, right? I was talking to you, and then I got, and then I hung up, you know what I mean? And I was going to go inside.
And then you were comfy in your car?
Yeah. I'm comfy. And so, so I ended up, I started checking Facebook, right?
Yeah.
While in my car, I checked Facebook.
Right.
And I start looking and I see some little disabled kid. A little disabled kid got to meet David Beckham, who was his hero. And I'm watching it on Facebook, right? I'm tearing up.
Aww.
So I'm in my car tearing up. Then I'm like, oh, let me just watch this way. And then I'm watching, like, America's Got Talent. And I'm like, okay, I got to get the fuck out of here and get inside the house. So, you know how they put those videos up and you watch one and then another. And eventually you get to nonsense. So then I came inside. And that's when I'm in the studio now. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And literally, I just got like 1,000.
Are you eating the bun?
No. Mm-mm.
Good.
I am not eating the bun.
There's a bunless society here.
And now I'm being taxed by 1,000 people. Yeah. So.
Quit answering them. We're busy.
Yeah, I am. Michelle was one of them. I haven't talked
what
to Michelle. I haven't talked to Michelle in a long time, so she sent me a text out of the blue, so I want to answer it. You know. She said she hoped I was doing well. I'm like, well, I'm doing okay, you know.
Yeah.
I had to at least answer her back, you know. It's Michelle.
Right.
By the way, speaking of Michelle and makes me think of the old morning disaster. Did you see I finally put up I started putting up the best ofs for sale?
Yes, I see that.
I finally put up episode or volume 6 to start, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put up volume 5, I think, next. You know. I should probably put up volume 7, I guess. I should have started with volume 7 in hindsight. But so I'm putting them all up digitally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm charging next to nothing. I'm charging like $3.99 is the sale price.
Oh, cool.
For a digital download. And then I'm going to actually put up hard, you know, for $10, I'm going to put up an actual, you know, I'll put up an actually where I'll mail it out and stuff, you know.
Yeah, because that's what they were before. So. Yeah,
the actual DVD. So I'm going to do that too. So I'm getting rid of stuff.
Cool.
And I am finally putting out Volume 8, which we started working on Volume 8. This is a funny story. We started working on Best of Volume 8 in 2004.
Well, it's good to see that you get some things accomplished there, right?
Norm and I started working on it, right? And we never We just never got it done. Like, we had half the tracks picked out. And then in 2005, we were working on it. But then after I announced I was leaving, we just didn't have time because it was just like, it seemed like I announced I was leaving one day and literally the next day I was leaving. But there was months in between. But it was nonstop.
Right.
Because I was going for job interviews in different cities and I just didn't have any time. So we had I want to say like 11 things picked out. You know what I mean? And we had artwork, but it was going to be Jimmy bald headed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of us were going to be dressed like Bond villains, but we just never got a chance to do it. We never got a chance to do it. Right. So I made a different cover for it. And, so I'm finally releasing it. The long awaited Best of Volume 8 will be released. I'm going to put it out, in the next month or so. So I got to pick like four more. I got to pick a few more clips to fill it out, you know.
So mm-hmm.
It finally going to get done. But it's got a bunch of cool stuff. It's got a bunch of funny stuff on it, you know.
I like that.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing that. Finally, I'm putting this stuff out. So those of you who listen, if you're interested, there are digital releases now. These are the things available to buy. You've got all the Best of CDs will be available soon. At like $3.99 or $4.99, like $5 is usually the top price for any of those digital things.
How do they buy them?
And literally, just go to morningdisaster.net, and you go to the PayPal. You pay over PayPal, but you can also pay with just a regular credit card.
Oh, that's cool.
So either credit card or PayPal. I'm not taking any cash.
Mm-mm.
I don't want any cash, so don't send it to me.
That'd be funny.
Just internet currency.
Yes.
And no Bitcoin, because I don't trust it. Oh, well. Mm.
The dollar's not that strong these days.
Yes. Bitcoin is plummeting.
Get your paper money and go elsewhere.
Oh, my God. Mm. So good. I just got a good piece.
What are you eating?
A burger.
I thought you were done already.
No, I mean, I'm taking my time. It's only my second bite. It was good.
Oh my God.
I'm eating a quarter pounder with no bun. Now. Quarter pounder with no bun.
Sean would have had that eaten by now.
Oh, he could have eaten three of them. The funniest text, I don't know if I shared it or not, but a guy sent a text over that was so funny. Did I share this last time?
Yeah.
Guy said he got diabetes just from listening to Sean order at that.
That's funny.
It was very, very funny. And I forgot what it was, or I'd go back and look, but, you know.
I need to thank Sean.
You got to thank him.
He gave me some tickets to the Why Not game.
Oh, yeah. Did you go?
Yeah, I took my brother.
Oh, here it is. It says, I listened to Ray Lotto's Morning Disaster.
And we actually won.
I listened to Ray Lotto's Morning Disaster while running and got heart disease from listening to Sean Bolin's Steak and Shake order. Fantastic. Yeah, I saw that the Illini won the game that you went to.
They not only won, they won big time.
Unbelievable. They've been losing all year. Then you go to the game and they win.
They won like 90 to 50 or something like that.
Good old Nikki. You're the good luck charm.
I'm a good luck charm. Or me or my brother is. One of the two.
Look at that. So you had fun, huh?
Yeah. It was an adventure.
Awesome.
We got better seats than what he gave me.
Would you sneak around?
No, the attendant gave them to us.
Really, you walked in with your seats, and they said, no, here, you guys can sit here.
Well, we were sitting there, and we looked up to where we were going to go, and the game had already started, and she's like, well, there's nobody sitting down there. You can go ahead and sit down there.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you got closer.
So we were in the 200, but we were on the bottom level, not the top level.
Oh, better than those shitty ticket Sean gave you.
Yeah. I didn't have to walk 14 flights up to my seat.
Oh, that's the worst.
I just had to go down one stair and over one.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm texting people.
The next day, my brother went in for his surgery, and
he could have died, and that would have been his last memory.
Yeah, that's what he said. He got to mark it off of his bucket list, so he had never been.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we had a good time.
That's great.
Yes.
Oh, Michelle just texted back, so let me text her.
We can't have dead air on a podcast.
Oh, I'm trying to send a nice text back. Why can't I send a nice text back?
You do that after the podcast.
I haven't talked to Michelle forever. She's a good friend of mine. I'm just saying, it's so good to hear from her. I'm just letting her know, made my day to hear from her. I haven't heard from her forever. What's wrong with that? Come on.
Time is money. Money's time.
Yes, it is. It's my time. My money. Sucker. Sucker. You know, on that best of disc, you know, the one that's on, you know, what's on this best of disc is, where Jimmy and Diggs and, I send them out to move my desk.
Uh-huh.
And Mikey's so freaking crafty, man. Mikey walks out there and doesn't tell Jimmy he's on the air.
Uh-huh.
And so Jim's walking around like that big fucking fat ass.
I think I remember that one.
Mikey's like, that fat ass, he can move his own desk himself, and he's bitching about me behind my back. And then when he talks to me, he's all nice and, you know, I got it. I got it, man. Beautiful. Right. Doing it, Ray. Doing it for you. And then all of a sudden he doesn't know he's on the air. He goes, that fat ass. He's cussing and we got to edit things out. And
pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway. It's really it's a really a great bit. That's on that best of six, so.
Cool.
Oh my God, let's see what else is going on in the world. The stock market is crashing. Is it leveling off today?
Is it bouncing back? Sideways and crooked and
is it bouncing back or is it still
plummeting? It was up 48 points when we started.
Oh, good.
So it's having some mental issues.
Yeah.
If the stock market was a woman, she's having some PMS rage.
Yeah. And Trump's been very quiet. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. As CNN has been playing the whole, every time he said, the stock market's because of me. And they're like, where is he now? He's being very silent.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to take ownership of the stock market now?
This is what happens. This is why they always say, don't take two things, gas prices and stock market. Never take credit when, you know, when they're good, because then you got to, deal with the consequences when they're bad.
Right.
Trump every day, oh, the stock market's up, the economy's doing great, and it's like, dude, don't say that. It's gonna one day, and now's that day.
Yeah.
And he's quiet. Oh well.
That's right.
Oh well.
And then the whole Now they're telling him that he's not going to be talking to Mueller.
Oh, yeah, they won't let him talk to him.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid he's going to, you know.
And then Bannon's like, I can't talk to him either. And then they're like, we haven't told Bannon anything.
Bannon's going to be thrown in jail for perjury. Better get his ass in contempt of court.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll get him on perjury, too, but.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm wondering if Trump's giving him private phone calls threatening him or something.
Well, I don't know what, I mean, it just depends on what, what's he so afraid of? I doubt Trump told Bannon anything, right?
I don't know. I think this thing's going to blow up.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, did Trump do anything illegal? I mean, listen, he's the president of the United States, I respect him, but he's not the brightest bulb in the, you know.
No, he's not. I think maybe Russia's bribing him or something.
No, the Russians aren't bribing him. That's ridiculous.
You don't know.
No. He's not the smartest tool in the shed, and they're probably afraid he's going to say something he shouldn't and, like, perjure himself because he loves to brag. If Trump does anything, he embellishes.
Yes.
That's what gets him in trouble. Yeah. Like, he knows damn well that the State of the Union was okay, but it wasn't, you know, the best ever. And yet he goes out and says, it was the highest rated, most watched of all time. And he knew damn well that wasn't true.
Right.
So look at how foolish he looks when he does it. So imagine if he does it in front of, you know, when he pulls that stuff in front of an official capacity.
And he's pulling the whole Democrats are unpatriotic and un-American treasonous.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Isn't that crazy?
Not clapping for the president is not treasonous.
Right.
It's called America. You can do it. It's called freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he wasn't serious with that. He was fooling around. But that's what I know. The president just shouldn't be doing that.
Nope.
Oh well. He should go back to just fucking porn stars all the time. There has to be
a will after the presidency because Melania's going to leave his ass.
There has to be a part of Trump that is thinking to himself, Jesus Christ. Before I took this job, I could bang porn stars.
I'm so over it.
I get to do whatever I want. I still have a gorgeous wife at home. And now I'm president. I can't go anywhere. When I go on vacation, I only got to go for a weekend at a time.
Everybody's telling on me everything I do.
I can't bang chicks outside the marriage because there's a record of everything. There has to be a part of him that's like, oh, this president thing sucks.
Right.
I would hate to be president.
Uh-huh. There's too much restriction.
I would hate it.
Too much restriction on you and too many people in your business.
Yeah, so too many people. And you know what? It's automatic enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you choose one party, the other, God, you got the whole other party against you.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. Being a reality TV star, you know, people from all walks of life can like you. And when you sell things,
that'll be our next president thing is a reality.
Yeah,
TV
God knows
star.
What our next president's
well,
going to be.
Well, other than Trump, because he had his show.
It'll be President Miz from Road World.
That's the wrestler guy.
From Real World Road Rules or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. President Puck. Who knows?
Or somebody from Survivor or whatever.
Listen, we're such a stupid country. God knows who we'll pick next.
I know.
I mean, think about it. You know, if you think Trump's bad, God knows. I mean, imagine. Be President Snoop Dogg. Who knows who the fuck it's going to be?
Right, because, you know, they like people to say it the way it is.
That movie that Mike Judge made about 20 years ago, Idiocracy, my God, it's going to come true.
Yes.
It is literally going to come true. Right. People hate political correctness. Like, oh, I hate politically correct. I mean, oh, you mean the thing that they created to make people decent?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you hate? Yes. I hate political correctness. Yeah. Oh, you mean the thing they created that to get us to quit making fun of, like, you know, handicapped people? Yes.
Right.
I hate that.
Oh, my God.
That's where we are. We are dumb enough that we are a dumb enough country. God knows who will elect next. I mean, the Democrats don't have anybody to run.
Right.
I mean, name one person. Name somebody that they got. Bernie Sanders is too friggin' old.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. Oprah said no.
I mean, Oprah's not going to run.
Mm-mm.
And Oprah's a billionaire. You think she's really a Democrat? There's not a lot of Democratic billionaires, you know.
Maybe Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God, you know.
Just to go up against Trump.
Oh, God, no. Could you imagine?
Can you imagine that race? That fat pig?
Oh, I'd love to see that debate, though.
That debate.
Oh, my God. Do you imagine how rude he would be debating her?
Uh-huh. She'd be just as rude right back. Oh, Lord, that would be
great.
The final straw.
That'd be the best thing, though. That would be the best thing is when, is whoever runs next, the debate will be the best part.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I don't think we're too far away from someone swearing at a debate. You know?
Yeah.
I think we will see a day where someone will debate and say something and somebody else will go, oh, fuck you.
Or go across the stage with their arms out just to go strangle the person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Attack them on the stage.
Oh, God. You fat pig!
Turn into Jerry Springer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, so my diet, God. As you know, I talk diets all the time when I'm mm-hmm. on a diet. My diet's going pretty good.
Good.
You'll be proud of me. I did not have a Super Bowl party this year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't have I didn't have a Super Bowl party. So I didn't feel the need to go nuts.
Yeah.
So I didn't eat any chips or anything like that. You know what I mean? No chips, no dips, none of that bullshit.
Uh-huh.
However, I did have a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't have had, but I had a piece of pizza.
Right.
And, but that was it. The rest was all carbohydrate-free food, you know?
Yeah.
So I was very proud of myself. I had some ribs.
It's not bad.
I had some ribs.
Mm.
Yeah, and then I had a steak later on, so I did pretty good. Pretty proud of myself.
Good job.
Pretty proud of myself. Oh, my goodness.
See, now, I need cheese. Cheese would be hard to give up.
Now I'm having a quarter pounder with cheese and no bun. That's what I'm going to have.
There you go.
So I'm very proud of myself for mm-hmm. the meeting today. And this is all I'll eat.
I used to go to Burger King and get their burgers.
Mm.
And I did the whole no carb thing.
Yeah, I live in Chatham, so I'm very limited.
Well, I used to come up, you know, because of where I used to live, and I used to come up and just go there on Toronto Road and get Burger King.
I'm very limited.
Wendy's. Not Burger King, Wendy's.
Very limited in what I can eat, so we have McDonald's, and I got McDonald's on the way home, so.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of money to spend for no bun, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're charging for.
I felt that way when I got the Wendy's, but I get a Wendy's double.
But I'm full now, so I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I need to eat. Something wrong in my life.
What?
I don't know what it is. There's something wrong.
What?
I just don't know what it is. I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? I just.
No.
I just feel like there's something wrong. I don't know. I had no idea what it is, but I got out. There's a hole.
Oh, no.
I have a hole in my heart. I don't know what will fill it.
Another dog?
No. I don't want any more animals. I'm done with these animals. And I know because we're
another
looking.
Kid?
We have to look. No. God, no.
A surprise like I was.
I'll tell you, I mean, oh, fuck. I don't even know. Like, we're looking for a new place.
$1 million.
Well, we got to look for a new place to live.
Yes.
Okay. Because we moved to Chatham. Now I'm going to get started.
Oh, here we go.
We moved to Chatham many, many years ago, because we hadn't had a kid yet. We knew we were going to have one, and when we had the kid, we wanted her or him to go to Chatham schools. Well, now I have a kid that's in Chatham schools, but wants to go to Springfield High. So that means I got to move to Springfield. I'm like, well, if I just never left Springfield.
Right.
Oh, it's such a, it's, I can't even tell you, Nikki, it's such a pain in the
but
ass.
She's had a really good education up to this point.
She's had a great education, but Chatham just doesn't have the classes that she needs. They, for whatever,
right.
they got rid of the classes.
Right.
So when I talked to friends of mine that went there, like my buddy Kyle, he's like 30. Mm-hmm. He went there when he was in high school. They had all the classes that she needed. Now they don't have them.
Oh.
I'm like, the kids move into... And I had to call Springfield High to explain what was going on. And the woman's like, you want to move from Chatham to Springfield for school? I'm like, they think I'm up to some type of no good. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, good Lord, how bad's your kid that you're doing this? And I'm like, no, you know, she's not getting through. She just wants to get different. She needs different classes. You know, Springfield's got this class. They got a class where you take it and it's in the Capitol. My daughter is going for government, political science, all this stuff, and, you know.
Yeah.
So Springfield has this class that you take, and you actually go to the Capitol, an internship for a half a semester, or for a semester or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So, as you know, Bella's worked at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And she's heard about all this stuff, so now she wants to go to Springfield High, and it's like... Every day, can I go to Springfield High? Can I go to Springfield High? I'm like, oh, God. So now I got to look for it. And every place I'm looking, and we got to rent, you know.
Yeah.
And every place I'm looking, no pets. I'm like, Jesus, I got these goddamn pets. If I didn't have these pets, you know, we could go anywhere. Now we're limited in where we go.
Have you mentioned it on your other show?
No.
Because you might get somebody to call that will offer you.
Well, it's nobody's business on my other show. My podcast is a lot more personal than my other show.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I will say
because
that.
You might get somebody that knows somebody or somebody that has property. They'll be like, yeah, I'll let you put your pets on there.
But I will say, in my shows that I do, the MAY show is, it's all about the audience and whatever the subject matter is. My podcast is all about me and you and whoever, you know what I mean?
Right.
The shows are just completely different, you know, as compared to the MAY show. So, yeah. And by the way, it's none of their business, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I can share with my podcast audience.
Right.
Sharing with the MAY, it's like, it's not really their business. It's more the listeners of the podcast business of what's going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm looking for a place to live, and, you know, I guess technically we have till August to get it all figured out, but we would like to be there before the end of this school year.
Right.
So she can figure out, you know, so she can figure it all out.
Right.
But, yeah, so, and we've got it, and you know, I like where we live in Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just going to be such a freaking.
You have friends that are realtors, go to them, maybe people will find you something.
I don't know.
Well, if you're serious about it, that's what you got to do.
I know. Maybe I'm just going to look for a one-bedroom apartment in Riverton, and that's where I'm going to live. The rest of them can go get whatever they want. I'm done with this family. I'm done with it.
Oh, you are not.
I'm done with the family life. I'm going to become a single swinger.
No, you're not.
Live in Riverton, close to my job.
No.
Or live on the northeast side, you know.
Not how any of this works.
If I live on the northeast side, you know.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Then it's like 5 minutes to work. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This drive.
High northeast side.
Oh, this drive to work is insane. Makes me crazy. Oh. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just like walk out your door and walk across the street to your job?
That'd be great, yeah. But with my luck, it's like I would move. This is me. I would move.
You'd still drive across the street?
No, I would move all the way to Riverton and get everything, and they'd fire me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That, right.
That would be my, you know, that would be my life. Like, I go through all this trouble just to finally get close to work, and then they'd fire me. And then the next job I get would be, like, in Jacksonville or something. You know what I mean? Where I'd have to go even further. Or no, with my luck, I'd get a job in Chatham.
Yeah.
Which is where I used to live, so, yeah.
Right.
That's how it'll go for me. That's the Ray Lytle luck.
My luck too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, you're still living in
Bloomington.
Swinger capital of Illinois, Bloomington. Are you still living in the swinger capital of Illinois? And
yes.
You going to swinger parties?
Yes.
When's the last one?
I think there's one coming up this weekend. I'm not sure.
Did you go?
Next weekend.
Did you go last week? The one?
They've done that every week.
Oh, I thought they had them every week.
Once a month.
Once a month. What do you do for satisfaction outside of the?
I see men.
Like on the off weeks, you know.
I have men that I see.
Disgusting.
If I want disgusting.
Oh, disgusting. Yeah.
Not even. I'll be like, what are you doing? Nothing. Wanna hook up? Okay.
That's how it works, huh? Wanna hook up. Yeah. They go, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Or I get one text or something. Or it's, are you coming over? You want to come over?
So that's how you get like a late night booty call text in the middle of the night?
It's not late night. It's afternoon, early evening.
Oh, afternoon. Morning. Good Lord. Well, I'll be honest. Like with me, considering I work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I think that's how I'd be if I was a single guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd want sex like, you know, like in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, no, I go to bed at 8:30, you know?
Right.
I'd want to get laid at like 4 in the afternoon. That seems about right. 4 in the afternoon seems about right, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, that would seem to be, you know, a perfect time.
Sometimes I get a text at like 5:30 in the morning to hurry up and get over there.
Oh, see, I don't think I could do that. You do it before, like, I don't think I could do it before work, you know.
I don't work.
And I tried. Like, I tried when I was younger. I was like, I tell my wife, I'm like, Jesus, wake up once in a while. Give me a BJ or something before I go to work. But it was, you know.
Right.
This, I don't remember it ever happening.
Aww.
And if it did, it probably got in the way because I'm so busy. You know what I mean?
Right. You were late.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember getting a lot of morning action.
You were deprived.
Yeah, but I survived.
Yeah.
My next one, though, the next woman is going to be, you know.
Oh, yeah, your next one.
At my beckoning call.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, and then leave.
Be con with yourself.
Yeah. Right? I mean, wouldn't it be... Like, I see these people that get married, like, 4 or 5 times. It's like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. You finally got out of it. What the hell, you know, getting remarried again?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I've never gone through any kind
of... I can't even get married once. I don't see how many people get married, like, 3 or 4
times. Yeah, I got married. I mean, I got married 26 years ago or whatever, and almost 26. We've been together 28 years or almost 28 years.
Right.
So, yeah, I just don't think, I don't think I'd really be good at, being single, but.
I was going to say, no, you wouldn't.
You don't think I would be?
No, I don't think you would.
I don't know. I might. You never
Not
know.
At all.
I might, you know.
You have to get your laundry done and do the dishes and vacuum and make your bed.
Oh, I just wouldn't do that. I mean, I can't. Listen, if I was single, I can't. I'll make no promises about when the bed would be made. I have no idea when the bed would be made. I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. Making the bed. Well, that ain't going to happen, you know.
You open the door to your apartment, it'd be a hovel.
Like, that'd be the thing. It's like, shit, I would be sleeping in the same dirty sheets.
Yes.
Probably whacking off in them and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh. Bath food things everywhere.
Yeah, because, you know, who's got time?
Exactly.
I mean, if I was a single guy, I could see me never changing, you know. I could see me never changing the sheets of my bed. Right?
Yes. That's just nasty.
I could pick a girl up and they go, oh, you've changed your sheets. You got the same old ones on again. Oh, yeah, I switch them. Knowing full well, I've never switched them, you know. Every time I go over to Ray, he has the same sheets on. Oh, yeah. Isn't that funny? Knowing full well.
I've already washed them and put them back.
Those sheets have never been washed.
Right.
I'm lazy, though. I mean, I can imagine. That you're right. I'll never be alone. Because I literally can imagine... I can just imagine what, you know, what it would look like, how horrible life would be.
Uh-huh. I told you wouldn't be good as a single person.
Yeah. Oh, well. But,
That's all I got.
I'd be a horrible single person.
Yeah.
But then again, Sean Bolin pulls it off. I mean, Shawnee does it.
Oh, please. Have you read his messages?
I know there's there's a lot of complaining about what if and what isn't. And...
Mm-hmm. He's a miserable, miserable, miserable man.
But I would like to think, and I mean this, I would like to think if somehow I was single, okay,
mm-hmm.
that... Were I to want someone, I could get them. You know what I mean? Right. I'm pretty sure I could hook up with people. I mean, I think there might be enough of an interest level where some women would at least try it out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It might be horrible. In fact, I would go as far as saying not just might. It would be. It would be. I'd be horrible. Oh, I mean, I bet I would be the worst lay that they've ever had, but. But I think it'd be interesting, you know.
Yeah. I don't think you want to go down that road.
Yeah, but I think I'd be an interesting.
I'm living in that world, and it sucks.
You're living in the world of what? Different people?
Single people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a happy world all the time. I don't get like Sean, but
I could get like a rich widow, you know.
Ew.
Maybe.
Use her for her money.
Oh yeah.
Your mama.
Money and pussy. I'd put a Facebook post up.
Uh-huh.
Must have a lot of money. A tight pussy. And must love Trump.
Must love Trump.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep, that's what I would say. Must own your own house, you know.
Yeah, paid off.
Yeah.
Car paid off. No student loans. Good credit.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, extra room for home studio.
Yeah, I need. That's all I need is a studio so I could do this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I need
That little dream is not going to happen.
No. So instead I have to look for a house in Springfield where they don't allow pets and try to have a studio.
I thought I sent you one where they allowed pets.
I don't know. You get these people, these guys that own houses, and they're like, $1,400 a month. $1,400 a month? I'm like,
no,
what the fuck? What the hell?
$1,000.
I'm like, $1,400? What the fuck are you renting? Well, it's a two-bedroom. I go, two bedrooms for $1,400? Well, it's real nice. I go, you're fucking crazy. I mean, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I call these guys that own houses. I go, you're nuts. And, it's a nice neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. There's no crime, which, by the way, Springfield speak is another word for it's all white. There's no black people.
Right.
Is what they mean. By the way, I don't care if I live near black people. I don't care if I live near green people. I don't give a shit. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm not particular about who I live by. I just want a nice place, you know. And I need an office. I need two bedrooms and an office at least. So I guess technically that's three bedrooms.
Yeah.
So, but I asked just in case maybe some places do have an office, you know.
Yeah.
But I ask and I want two bathrooms. Is that too much to ask? Everybody's got one bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's hard to find.
Like, oh, we got
unless it's a newer house.
We've got three bedrooms and one bath. I go, well, fuck, I'm not living in one bath. Fuck that. Jesus, it's one bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens if I'm taking a shit? The rest of the family's supposed to, you know, die waiting or something?
We have one in the basement and one up here.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Nobody ever goes and uses the one in the basement.
That's the other thing, these two-story houses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what, I got to live in a house and climb the stairs? What am I, a cat? What the fuck? No, I want to.
Cat.
I want to, and I'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, yeah, we got big, it's two floors, but we got the big bedrooms and we got this. I said, oh, really? Is the master bedroom downstairs? Oh, no, the master bedroom's upstairs. Click. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
If you think I'm going upstairs to the bedroom, you're fucking crazy. I mean, I'm not a kid anymore. I need it downstairs. So I'm very particular in what I need, you know.
Well, the apartment that we were in before this, the bedrooms and the only bathroom was upstairs.
Oh. Oh.
We had to climb stairs to go up.
Yeah, so here's what I need. I need 3-bedroom or 2 bedrooms and a bath and an office where on the first floor, okay, we've got the master bedroom and the office. Okay, that's on the first floor.
Right.
So if there's a second floor, all it's going to have is like the second bedroom and bathroom. That's it.
Right.
You know, I don't want anything else. And I want a big master bathroom, you know.
Right.
I like to spread out when I'm taking a dump. You know, I need some leg room in the bathroom. You know?
And a good fan, a good exhaust fan.
And a good exhaust fan. Blow out the shit smell. I told my wife, I'm like, when Bella goes to college, because the whole thing is my daughter's like, well, you know, we'll go to school there so I can go to Springfield. I'm like, oh, great. Yeah. When you leave for college, we got to live there though. You know, we're the ones living there when you leave.
Uh-huh.
She seems to not realize that. You know what I mean? I'm like, you don't understand. Your mother and I have to continue living in this house long after you're gone. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to go somewhere for a couple years, let you go through school, then we're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, I said, this is what I want. I want like a little condo. With a couple bedrooms.
Everything's taken care of.
Yeah, with a couple bedrooms. And the only thing I want is a big bathroom. I want a big bathroom with like a jacuzzi in it.
Right.
That's it. I don't care. Put it in the middle of Beirut. I don't give a shit. That's what I want. And I want everything else is taken care of. I don't need some big patio or a big deck or anything. I want a nice living room. I'd like a kitchen with an island. I don't even need like a dining room table. I'll eat near the island. I don't give a shit. but I want, you know, I want a studio. I want a bedroom. And I want a nice bathroom that has a jacuzzi so I could soak my knees in there. You know what I mean? That's all I want. I'm not very picky.
Yeah.
And I don't care what, that's what I'll take. As soon as the daughter's gone, that's where I'll live. And of course, I'll have a bedroom for the daughter if she ever wants to come back. You know what I mean? But
right.
I'm sure she'll want to come back, like when she's off of school. But my daughter wants to get a doctorate.
Wow.
For college. I'm like, oh my God, how many years are you going to school? She's like, well, Dad, I got to go. I'm going to 4 years of, she's got it all figured out.
Yeah.
I'm going for 4 years with a degree in political science and communications and something else. Then I'm going to law school.
Wow.
Then after law school, I go, after law school? What's after law school?
Is she going to become a doctor?
No, she's got it all worked out. Yeah, and I'm like, Jesus.
Wow.
What are you planning on doing? She's got it all figured out, though, my daughter. I mean, don't get me wrong. If listen, just between you and me, I love my kid. I don't care. She can go to me tomorrow and say, listen, I've decided I'm not going to go to law school. I'm not going to go to.
Right.
You know, as long as she, I've just said before, as long as she does something that allows her to create something, that's all I care about. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. I'll work till the day I die. I don't care. As long as she's happy, you know, and doing something. I just don't want her laying around doing nothing because I do enough of that for all of us.
Yeah, you know? I do too.
So I want to make
here
sure.
Here lately.
I want to make sure that she's because let's face it, she's growing up. I mean, in the time of robots and artificial intelligence and
oh yes,
you know, God knows.
I was talking about this about garbage men the other day because here in Bloomington, they don't have garbage men that pick up the trash anymore. They have this robotic arm that comes out the side of the truck and picks up the can and dumps it, and then trash goes everywhere.
Yeah,
and then they take off, and I'm like, we need our trash men back. First of all, it was a good paying job.
Well, no, they got rid of that because it's cheaper to have the other thing. But
exactly.
Society needs and guys need, like need, Al. You know, our listen, were, you know, Al from D Town.
Each truck had at least two guys.
Al from D Town is a garbage man.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people like Al. Because what's coming
right.
is what's coming is those garbage trucks are going to be self driving.
Mm-hmm.
They will be self driving. And so they'll be absolutely, they won't pay anybody for anything.
And if there's a car in the way, they won't pick it up.
Yeah.
And when they do dump it, trash goes everywhere and they don't pick it up.
I trust me, when they go to self-driving,
oh, it makes everybody mad.
When there are self-driving garbage trucks and robots as garbage men, you're going to see pets put in there and humans and all kinds of people
yeah.
are going to be squashed to death by garbage trucks. Because there's not going to be a human to stop it. Because, like, right
it's
now, if Al is dumping garbage and, say, a little kid, now this is a worst-case scenario, but say, like, a pet or something, or somebody gets in the garbage, Al's not going to squash him because he's a human being.
Right.
If it's a robot doesn't give a shit.
Right.
He don't care. I was on my MNY show. We were talking about these cars. And did you see this self-driving car that hit a fire truck that was stopped in the middle of the highway?
No.
Yeah, there was an accident. So this fire truck had to show up on the scene. And it was an ambulance and fire truck and all these people, and they're working on it. And this Tesla comes barreling down the road at 65 miles an hour. It doesn't stop. Just slams straight into
the Tesla. Yes,
it just slams straight into the fire truck.
Oh,
and
wow.
it caused all kinds of stuff. And it's like, well, because it can't see. How the fuck
right.
does it know? It didn't make any sense for the fire truck to be there, so it just slammed right into it. There's the fear of these self-driving cars.
Right.
But all this AI and stuff, they're going to take a lot of jobs.
It's going to take everybody's jobs.
So
have
the question
work.
Becomes,
and
how in the hell?
They're basically still to do anything else.
So it's like, how in the hell are people going to live?
Right.
Well,
scary.
So what you're going to do is you're basically going to get the people who own the businesses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make all the money. But the people who, you know, just to live and what's going to be the economy? So they're starting to
right.
play around with things like a minimum basic income.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
No.
They're trying it. They're actually trying it in Stockton, California, but they tried it in Finland, too, where basically every month they sent people a check. No questions asked. Here's your check.
Don't they do that in Alaska?
I don't know if they do it in Alaska or not. I know they're doing it in Stockton, California.
Because the oil.
They're just basically giving people $500 a month. Now, you can't live on $500 a month, but it could actually, but it can be added to what you've got to sort of give you a better living.
Right.
And if there's no jobs, well, then maybe you could take a job you like working for some hourly wage thing or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the $500 can, can do something to make your life a little better.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the, that's the hope, anyway. So they're starting to think about what are we going to do for the future.
Yeah,
and it's scary because I mean there are already so many people on welfare and food stamps. And now, what about these people? They're not going to be able to get jobs. It's like that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I'm lucky because what I do for a living, I'm not sure a robot could do it. But who knows?
Right.
Maybe there'll be a robot better telling dirty jokes than I am.
But then again, automation.
Yeah.
that took the radio star.
Syndication's been around forever, you know.
Right.
And still I have a job. So
yeah.
I'm hopefully it'll hold off until at least I'm dead, you know.
Yeah.
Won't be long, you know.
Right.
This is the Beltron 5000. Welcome to the Beltron Morning Show. Hey, Jimatron 2000, stick this up your ass and light it. Hey, super. I can imagine having it. That's what I need. That's what I need, Nikki. I need a gym robot.
Oh, no.
I need the Jimatron 2000. Hey, hot babe. Hey, super. I should have come up with this years ago.
Oh, no.
Right, Jimatron?
We probably need a mention robot.
Super. Yeah, I should have created the Jimtron or the Jimatron 5000 robot.
A Jim doll with it. Yes. Where you pull the string and it has Jim things.
And
come
it actually
out of
did
it.
Shit. Like Jimatron's going to go sledding down, you know, down a busy road. Super.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed up.
Yeah.
This is a great idea. Why wasn't I thinking of this earlier? The Jimatron 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha ha. You're a hot babe. Ha ha ha. Nice playground. Ha 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 ha. Super.
It's funny.
Right. That's fantastic. Oh, man. Ha, ha, ha.
And I get your shoes for you.
I am Jimatron 2000. Ha, ha, ha. Super. You got a nice playground. Ha, ha. What a nice ass. Jimatron. Ha, ha, ha.
Would you like to give me an oil job?
Yeah, and I can, yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Super. Yeah, I could imagine it. I love it.
Oh, my.
Right?
Now, all afternoon, you're going to be thinking about this.
I am. I'm going to be thinking of the Jimatron. Be fantastic. The Jimatron 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love it. That would be fantastic.
Oh, my.
Thinking of the good old Jimatron.
Yep.
All
right.
That's what I need. Jimatron 2000, everyone. Don't laugh. Don't laugh at the Jimatron.
It may happen.
Yeah, it may.
You never know.
It could happen.
It could happen. Somebody might listen and build it right now.
Yeah.
You don't know who this is. We got people all over.
The Jimatron 2000 might be a thing.
Could be.
Don't just blow me off. I might be onto something.
Yeah. I'm sure you are.
Jimatron 2000. Ha, ha, ha. That'd be great. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love it.
Up my butt.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jimatron?
Up my butt.
Oh, okay.
I did not do hot butter.
Yeah.
Somebody is going to get hurt.
The Jimatron. I could have the George Takei, the George Takei 800, you know?
Yeah.
A very low class accent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to be, like, having all your Iron Man.
It's basically, he's looking like Iron Man.
crying gem.
That'd be fantastic. Just fantastic.
I think you do.
I think you do. I think you do, George.
I think you do.
No, you do.
I think you do.
I think you do.
I think you do.
Yeah.
I think you do.
Yeah. I'd love to create one. Love it. I could get the Blint 9900.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always going through the fast food aisle. Yeah.
Can I take your order?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Because even, you know, it's one thing about Sean.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. Even though it's a robot and it's not supposed to eat, you know that fucking robot will go through the drive-thru like all mm-hmm. the time. Ordering food.
I would like to order
two double steak burgers, fry, shake.
And chili mac.
Onion rings.
He had chili mac too.
Chili mac. That's right. He did have chili mac. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He ordered so much food. It was like, what was it, like a double? It was a double, extra fries, a milkshake, a large chili mac. It was like, oh, my God. It was this excessive amount of food. It's like, God damn, who's going to eat all that?
He will. He'll be following it around.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Belintrogen 880. I am Belintrogen 880.
Oh, my.
I think I'm better than everyone else.
Oh.
I like cheeseburgers. I don't like women with children. The children take away their attention to me. I like to complain about nothing.
Poor Shawnee.
Yep.
Okay, wrap it up. Wrap it up.
I like to masturbate.
No. That's not what I meant. I'm hungry.
I want chili mac.
You've been talking about cheeseburgers this whole time. Now I'm hungry.
I want chili mac. I like to masturbate.
Chili mac and cheeseburgers, and now I'm hungry.
I like to masturbate to chili mac.
Ew.
With chili mac in my hand, I put it down my pants.
Oh, stop.
I put chili mac down my pants. I like to insert chili mac noodles into my anus.
Stop it.
Hey, super.
I need to go eat.
Hey, super. What are you eating?
I need to go eat.
I suggest the chili mac.
Stop it.
Make sure it gets inside you by you eating it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right, I guess we should wrap it up.
Yes, it's been an hour.
I guess we'll wrap it up.
Yes.
Another edition of the Morning Disaster Show. I'm Ray Lytle. I'm Ray Lytle with Nikki.
Yes.
What can I say? All right.
Eat.
So I already ate.
I know.
And I didn't have a bun.
I'm going to go eat.
I didn't have a bun. So you go. Listen, try to eat healthy.
I will.
Like me.
I'll try.
All right. Valentine's Day is coming up. Let's try to get a show in before Valentine's Day.
Oh, definitely.
Because what is today? The 6th? Oh, yeah, we'll get a show in.
Yeah.
doing it in a couple days or something.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Let's wrap it up. It is the morning disaster. We're wrapping up today. I'm Ray along with Nikki. Thank you so much. We'll be back very soon. Remember, Best of Volume 6 is available on digital today. Make sure to download it. It's literally $3.99. I mean, for God's sakes, I will call you a cheap fucker if you don't buy it. It's $3.99. Hey, Nick, do you need a copy of it? I can give you a code to get you one for free if you want it. So just send me a message and I'll get it to you. So if you want a copy of Best of Volume 6 featuring Ray's Desk, which is just one of the funniest bits. It's with Jimmy and Diggs, and Mikey is brilliant in it. I highly recommend it if you've never heard. I'm sure you've heard it before, but if you're a longtime listener. But it is so great. You need to own it. Next, it's one of those things like the test drive where it's something you'll listen to over and over again. It's also got Jimmy going off the high dive at the state fair. It's got Jim the photographer arguing with everybody. He gets in a fight with RTQ. He gets in fights with Spanky. He gets in fights with Sean. I mean, you name it, he's in a fight with them. Plus, it's got Hump Ranger and plenty of other things. It's the Best of Ray Lytle's Maury Disaster Volume 6, available now for just $3.99. It's on sale for $3.99 at morningdisaster.net. Look for Volume 5 for 3, 2, 1, and 7 to be available soon. And remember, I am finally putting the finishing touches on Volume 8 for a brand new release to come sometime this spring. All right? Thank you for listening. We will be back soon. That's it for today's edition of The Morning Disaster. So long, everybody.